And now this is a dictation for Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Cohen, C-O-I-N, July 1st, 53. Address as a letter to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 8286-835. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow up for Mr. Cohen, who has advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, CHF, COPD, recent acute on chronic renal failure. Admitted to the hospital February 1st to February 11th of this year because of ventricular tachycardia. His defibrillator device was adjusted, has ischemic cardiomyopathy, atrial flutter with rapid ventricular response, antiarrhythmics, mexiletine, M-E-X-I-L-E-T-I-N-E has been increased, back on bisoprolol and midodrine, amiodarone, which is going to be given for a short period of time, as previously did not tolerated. There are discussions about ablation at University of Michigan, presently on Coumadin. Recent event thrombosis, right lower extremity at the time of Eliquis. Blood pressure dropping on standing for midodrine was being used. Most recent ejection fraction at 51%. He also developed an episode of urinary retention, requiring folic catheter that has already been removed. He's not doing any self-catheterization that was advised because of body size of the patient becoming logistically impossible to do. Presently eating well, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. No blood in the urine, no burning cloudiness, a stable dyspnea activity, no firing of defibrillator anymore. Sleep apnea on CPAP machine, but no oxygen. Denies orthopnea PND, unsteadiness, but no falling episode. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Today, blood pressure 108.54, weight 248, morbid obesity. No gross respiratory distress, alert or intestine 3, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, lungs are clear, no pleural effusion consolidation, device on the left side, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, minor edema, no cellulitis or ulcers. I review discharge summary as well as consultation urology, Dr. Witzke. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. OK. Creatinine was as high as 3.8. Post-discharge down to 3.3, although baseline is 1.6 to 2.2. Patient GFR 19 in stage 4 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a normal albumin, decreased calcium, low normal phosphorus, anemia 10.3. Normal size kidneys, at that time no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury, urinary retention, unable to self-catheterize, pull catheter out, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, above atrial fibrillation, degenerating into ventricular tachycardia, effect of medications, repeat chemistries, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Continue careful salt fluid restriction, continue pressing blood pressure medications, exposure to amiodarone, event thrombosis despite Eliquis for what patient is pressing on Coumadin. He was taking two of the same medication, Flomax and Rapaflo, R-A-P-A-F-L-O. We called the office of Dr. Witzke. They advised to do only Rapaflo and stop the Flomax. All issues discussed at length with the patient. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. We will follow along, end of dictation.